Please, delegates, I think we should get started. We don't have too much time left for the rest of the agenda. And now we take agenda point 8B, that means document exec 09/63/10 at 1, which is also a point for information. Actually, we have a document which contains a lot of information, and we are not going to go through it in any kind of detail, because that would take at least a day, because there's a lot of substance behind this document. We have four different parts of the document, which everyone in itself contains a lot of information, and I would ask the FAO and the WHO just to briefly mention main aspects of the document, and then we will see if there are any questions for clarification. Obviously, those would be accepted, but I really beg that we don't have a debate about it, because that's not what this document is meant for. So I hope that will be acceptable as a procedure for handling this agenda point. Having given this short introduction, I would like to give the floor to the FAO, who will start presenting the document. FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como usted mencionó, la información relacionada con la asesoría científica proporcionada al sistema CODEX está en el documento CX EGEC 09-63-10, adendum 1. Y quisiera usarlo como base simplemente para proporcionar a ustedes información adicional y llamar su atención sobre ciertos aspectos. Durante la discusión en la página 2 de este documento hay un resumen de las actividades que se han ya realizado y el estatus de las mismas. Y solamente quisiera referirme, por ejemplo, a la primera reunión en donde se habla de la reunión de expertos sobre Campylobacter y Salmonella. Simplemente para referirme que, basados en la solicitud recibida en noviembre de 2008, la FAO tuvo la posibilidad de satisfacer los requerimientos de este comité en mayo del siguiente año y después proporcionar mayor información en septiembre del 2009 gracias a fondos extrapresupuestales que fueron recibidos en la FAO y en la OMS. Y esto es un ejemplo de cómo estos fondos extrapresupuestales pueden ayudarnos a satisfacer las necesidades con mayor oportunidad. Siguiendo el documento, quisiera ahora pasar, si ustedes gentilmente pudieran pasar a la página 6, me referiré a dos actividades que son nuevas para el próximo y que están para el próximo año. La primera es una reunión sobre una conferencia sobre el uso de la nanotecnología en los sectores de la alimentación y la agricultura. Esta reunión se llevará coordinadamente por la FAO, dos organizaciones importantes del Brasil y diferentes colaboradores, que por supuesto se desarrolla también en coordinación con la OMS. En este sentido, quisiera informarles también que la FAO y la OMS realizaron una primera consulta de expertos en este tema para tener una fotografía acerca de cuáles son los usos corrientes en estos momentos de esta nueva tecnología. El resultado de esa reunión que se realizó en el mes de mayo ha sido distribuido el día de ayer a todas las a través del sistema del CODEX. Asimismo, en el párrafo 13 se menciona también una reunión de expertos que se celebrará en Canadá para examinar los aspectos toxicológicos y sanitarios del bisfenol A. Las solicitudes de datos y de candidaturas de expertos ya se han publicado en los sitios web de la FAO y la OMS, y mis colegas pueden proporcionar mayor información al respecto. Siguiendo en la página 7, en el punto 19, sobre las repercusiones de las normas privadas, simplemente para confirmar lo ya discutido durante esta sesión del Comité Ejecutivo, la FAO y la OMS están organizando un seminario a ser realizado durante la próxima sesión de la comisión para continuar la discusión sobre estos puntos. Si ahora gentilmente podemos ir a las tablas incluidas en este documento y vamos a la página número 12 del documento, Estas dos tablas que presentamos, tenemos, la primera son las, la situación que guardan las solicitudes de asesoría científica que hemos recibido hasta el mes de noviembre. Y esto para nosotros constituye un mecanismo de planificación que nos permite programar con mayor eficiencia cuando podemos realizar las reuniones de expertos requeridas. Quisiera llamar su atención en la página 12, que se refiere a los trabajos realizados por la reunión conjunta FAO-OMS sobre residuos de plaguicidas, y aquí se ha insistido sobre la necesidad de tener datos de mayor número de países. A este respecto, quisiera proporcionar como información adicional que uno de los problemas fundamentales que se tenían era el hecho de que la gente, cuando proporciona datos, quería saber con mayor exactitud cómo es que estos datos tienen que ser presentados. Entonces, como resultado, tenemos ahora un manual de la FAO precisamente describiendo cómo se deben someter los datos, qué tipo de evaluación se hace, etcétera. Creemos que esto facilitará la captación de datos de mayor calidad y oportunidad en este aspecto. Siguiendo la revisión de la tabla, si gentilmente pasamos a la página 17, en el punto número 11, quisiera referirme a la elaboración y validación de instrumentos de evaluación de riesgo respecto a especies de vibrio en los productos marinos. Y quisiera hacerlo porque durante la última reunión del Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos surgió una discusión interesante. Algunos de los países estuvieron de acuerdo que estamos haciendo un buen trabajo como CODEX en la generación de nuevos códigos, de nuevas guías para controlar cierto número de microorganismos en los alimentos o para reducir la contaminación de agentes químicos en los alimentos. Sin embargo, consideran también algunos de ellos que se requiere dos cosas adicionales. Uno, capacitación en la implementación de estos nuevos códigos que están siendo generados con el CODEX, con la ayuda de las instituciones regionales o nacionales. Pero también se necesita también continuar en el desarrollo de herramientas que faciliten a los países miembros la evaluación de los resultados que se vayan obteniendo en la aplicación de estas normas. Entonces, este es un ejemplo de un nuevo tipo de trabajo que estamos desarrollando. En seguimiento también, la página número 18, como mencionábamos aquí, la FAO y la OMS tienen dos mayores clientes del Códex Alimentarios, pero también tenemos los países miembros. Y hay temas que los cuales el Códex todavía no toma, pero que posiblemente considerará a futuro. Y ya son una prioridad para los países. Entonces, el tema de nanotecnología, que aún no se tiene discusión en el Códex, es sin embargo motivo de preocupación para los países, y es por esto que el tema está puesto aquí, así como el tema sobre bifenols. Entonces, de manera resumida, señor presidente, esta es una actualización sobre la información que hemos proporcionado aquí. Insistimos y agradecemos nuevamente la colaboración que diversas instituciones y gobiernos han tenido para la FAO y la OMS, sea proporcionando datos, expertos o proporcionando financiamiento para hacer los trabajos. Gracias.
Thank you, FAO, for brief, clear introduction of the documents, presentation of its contents. I would pass on the word to the WHO to give a few additional informations, I hope. WHO, please.
We don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
Okay. Then the floor is open for questions for clarification, if that might be the case. If not, we have set a record for going through an agenda point, but that's... Member from Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice-Chair. Just a point for clarification. Sorry, I'm because I'm not aware of the actual scientific assessment process. All of these requests for advice have got costs against them, apart from number three, which is the ractopamine. I'd understood that this was going to be, and I know there was some discussion the other day about this, but I'd understood that it was going to be looked at by JECFA experts. So I just wondered why there wasn't a cost there. That maybe there's a, just unclear. So it's just a clarification, please.
Thank you, Member of Europe. I'm sure there is a response to that question.
Sí, sí. Quisiera entender bien la pregunta. La pregunta es por qué en la columna de costos no hay un costo estimado. En el número 3. Perfecto. Yeah. La respuesta es porque la FAO y la OMS tienen que buscar mecanismos para no solamente hacer reuniones de expertos con la presencia física de los expertos. Estamos pensando que este análisis puede ser hecho a través de un grupo electrónico de discusión con un grupo selecto de expertos de JECFA que no necesariamente tienen que estar reunidos físicamente para analizar. Sabemos que tiene un costo para los expertos e instituciones, pero no implica el viaje de los expertos. Esta es la razón por la cual no hay asignado un costo determinado, porque pensamos que una opción podría ser la discusión de todos los datos a través de medios electrónicos, que es un sistema que hemos usado en otras ocasiones.
Thank you, FAO. I think that clarified the situation. We are going to have a true expert evaluation, but it's a cheap way to do it because of the methods that is being utilized. I think that satisfied the member from Europe. That seems to be the case. Any other questions for clarification from the committee? I don't see any flags. In that case, I really thank you all for helping me to finalize this agenda point in a very short time. That means we still have a few quarters of hours for finalizing. And I will thank you all for bearing me with me in the chair, and I will turn it to our real chair, Karen Hunebach, for the rest of the session. Karen, please. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. We have precisely 1 hour in which to finish two agenda items, one of which I think can be quite dispatched with quite efficiently. That is the next one, the draft provisional agenda for the next commission session, the 33rd in 2010. And then we have an important agenda item that all too often gets short shrift, and that is 10, other business and future work. We have 3 issues to discuss there. Let us take 9 now, and I believe this does not require much discussion. I will turn it to the secretary, and let's dispatch with it. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. According to the procedure, the agenda for the Commission has to be considered by the Executive Committee. Then it is prepared, as usual, of course, by Director General of IFEO and WHO in consultation with the Executive Committee and the Chairperson of the Committee. So the consultation with the Executive Committee is now. As you can see in the agenda, there are all the usual items for discussion. In the order, first looking at the standard setting agenda, then financial and budgetary issues, strategic plan. Some of these issues, of course, will be also discussed in the Executive Committee, especially strategic plan and financial considerations. We see that this time we have tried to put the agenda perhaps a little more in the format corresponding to the Executive Committee or to other committees in the Codex system. And which means the agenda and the documents in the same paper. Before you had first the agenda, then there was a list of documents. So we have tried to simplify and put everything in one document. So you have the items and you have the reference numbers. Of course, in the case of comments, step 5 and 8, etc., there might be some further addenda, etc. So this is the usual items on the agenda, and that's on the program. Now on the meeting, it will be held, as you can see, for length of 5 days, not 6 days. In that case, there is no flexibility because the meeting is held in Geneva. It's held in the International Conference Center. And in any case, when we approved the schedule of meetings at the last commission, it was already mentioned that the commission was 5 days, but it was just to inform the committee that it will not be, in that case, possible to extend it until the Saturday because there is another meeting in the conference center. As regards 2011, I would like also to give you some advance information due to the fact that the IFEO conference will be held at the end June, beginning of July 2011, as has already been mentioned when we discussed the budget. It will not be possible to hold the commission in Rome, in IFEO headquarters. So in 2011, it will also be held in Geneva. Now we already asked for 6 days up to the Saturday. We are now just now discussing with the conference center for the practical arrangements. But that's, of course, advance information, so people will know a little in advance what will happen also in 2011. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. On this last point, the Executive Committee should understand that this plan to hold this commission 2 years in a row in Geneva lets us reset our meeting program. Now we will then alternate with the FAO conference. When the FAO conference is not meeting, it meets every other year. When it is not meeting, commission will meet in Rome, and the year that the conference meets, the commission will meet in Geneva. So we will go back to our normal schedule of Rome, Geneva, after 2011. But this change was necessary because of the change of the date of the conference, and they're the big dog, so we really can't argue with them. So, otherwise, are there any comments, any notes on this essentially information item for you? I see no flags. Thank you very much. Let's move then 2, discussion of other business and future work. We have 3 items before us on the agenda. One of them is conference room document 2. A second is a referral from the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean on template of that might be used for comments. And the third item that was put on the agenda, which we will take up last, will be the subject of a retreat for the chairs to be planned for April of 2010 after the General Principles Committee meeting this coming spring. So I will turn first to CRD 2 and ask the Secretary to introduce it. Madam Secretary, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. Sí, eran 2 temas los que habían quedado pendientes. El mecanismo, un mecanismo para poder retransmitir los comentarios de una sesión a otra y el formato general para comentarios. Gracias.
Thank you for that clarification. Let's proceed now with CRD 2, Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This item on CRD2 was forwarded. That's a question from the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables, which met in October of this year, so quite recently. And you have the complete extract from the committee. As you know, there is a part of the mandate of the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. There is coordination with the UNECE, the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, and on fruit and vegetables. So they were informed at the time of the committee that there was a proposal from the working party to remove the reference to UNECE from the title of cover pages of standards for the reasons which are explained here, and then it would have read UN standards. So that was, of course, concern expressed by several delegates in this proposal, and also we would like to recall that a similar proposal had been made more than 10 years ago and was discussed and finally was not followed up because there was an advice from the UN Legal Council which discouraged this proposal in view of the status of the fact that it's developed by Regional Commission, which is UNECE. So you have all the explanations. In view of this discussion, the committee agreed to request the advice of the Commission through the Executive Committee, so this is why we are raising it here. And also since that, we have some update on the UNEC Working Party on Agriculture Quality Standards, which was informed of the concerns raised in the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables, and it decided to suspend the removal of this of UNEC from the cover page and asked the UNEC Secretary to approach the United Nations Legal Office in UN headquarters for advice. So that was, Madam Chair, in the previous case where there had been such a proposal, that was also the legal officers, of course, of FAO and WHO were involved. Considered in coordination with them. And the proposal, as you see in the conclusion, would be to ask for the Codex Secretary to consult with FAO and WHO legal departments about this request and consider the implications. And of course, as we want to point out, that it's still under discussion and UNECE, but we will perhaps have more clear view of the subject at the next session of the Commission. And in the meantime, of course, we will consult with our legal departments of FAO and WHO. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And thanks to the Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean for bringing this to the attention of this committee. It seems obvious on its face that the proposed actions by the UNECE raise questions and potentially serious concerns for Codex, as they did 10 years ago. And it seems obvious also that the next step should be that the consultation with the UN Legal Council at headquarters might well involve the WHO and FAO legal counsel in some way, that they should be part of this discussion. I will open the floor to comments. Any member wishes to comment on this item and how we will move forward. But clearly there will be legal consultations. It seems to me those should be as comprehensive as possible, involving all relevant parties, and that we should hear the response from those consultations when we next meet. I see a nod from the legal counsel. They are fully on board with this plan. Any comments from any member? Thank you for your trust in us that we watch out for the prerogatives of and the rights of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Thank you very much. Let's conclude this item then and move to the next one, as suggested by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Would the coordinator like to introduce these discussion points? Please, madam.
Gracias, señora presidente. Son dos temas básicamente. Uno es un mecanismo para que los comités puedan tomar o retransmitir los comentarios de una sesión a otra. Cuando no hay tiempo en una sesión de un comité para abordar ciertos temas, los países se ven continuamente forzados o se les pide continuamente que sometan los mismos comentarios año tras año y sesión tras sesión, porque no existe un mecanismo dentro de Codex para poder retransmitir esos comentarios de los países de una sesión a otra. Entonces, ese es un tema. Y el otro es lo que ya habíamos expuesto durante el comité ejecutivo pasado, que es hacer uso de un formato exclusivo para presentar los comentarios, que todos los estándares o todos los documentos sean presentados en un formato exclusivo, porque es más fácil para el país hospedante y para el secretariado seguir los comentarios y hacer las traducciones y tenerlas en tiempo y forma que de no llevar un comentario. Habíamos propuesto para la sesión de frutas y hortalizas frescas el uso de este formato. Propusimos uno, el cual no fue utilizado por el secretariado y no desconozco razones por las cuales no fue utilizado, porque lo queríamos utilizar como prueba para este comité. Es una columna en la cual viene todo el texto por renglones, otra columna en la cual se establece si el comentario es técnico o editorial. En la tercera columna se establece el comentario y en la última columna se establece la justificación de por qué ese comentario. Y esto hace mucho más fácil el poder traducir los documentos, tenerlos en tiempo y poder hacer un track, una trazabilidad de todos los cambios. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Might I ask whether any other committee has used a structured format for submission of comments? Member for NASWAP, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, in consultation with the Secretariat, actually, this year for the CC Fix documents, we requested comments be submitted in a specific format. We didn't actually use a table as suggested by the member, the regional coordinator, but we did ask that countries did not reproduce the whole document. We asked that comments be submitted in the form of general comments and then specific comments with using the paragraph reference and I think from memory, bold for new text, and strike through for text that was no longer required. But we did also ask that a rationale be provided for all of the proposed changes. We've now compiled those comments into the AD1 documents, and the AD1 documents are actually with the translators, so we'll be able to see the difference in costs for our translations from previous years. And I'm pleased to say that we really only had one complaint about the proposed method of transmitting the comments, and unfortunately that came from our colleagues at the OIE, which I think was just a matter of frustration on the part of the actual person that was providing the comments. But certainly it didn't seem to provide any obstacle to any of the countries that provided comments, and there was a broad range of both developed and developing countries, and I think from the developing country perspective it was probably quite helpful to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Naswap. If there are no comments from members here who may have used or may have used that method, I guess there was no use of the method suggested by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, we might ask whether there is some possible marriage of the two that could be used and that could be piloted perhaps at the next committee of fresh fruits and vegetables. Too long. But I would ask, it would seem that if we can use a comment format that helps regularize the presentation of comments and enables easier comparison of one commenting comments from one delegation against the comments of another delegation, then we make our work easier across the board. It seems to me that nothing in these proposals limits the amount of information that we're able to provide. It organizes it, and that can only be a good thing. So I would ask member for Naswap to make one additional comment, the member for North America, and then perhaps we could get a sense from the Secretariat about how we might make a practical attempt at moving forward in a way that helps to make our comment process more effective. Member for Naswap, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One comment. I think the table format has actually been used by the IPPC in the past, and we did actually look at using that ourselves in CCFIX several years ago. The other comment that I would make in terms of a table is that it's often difficult to translate that from a Word document into a PDF file, and you can run into problems with quite extensive columns and tables running over pages, and I think that it sort of increases the number of pages that you will use, so it increases your printing costs, etc. Thank you.
Thank you for Member Naswap. That's a practical consideration I'm sure that the coordinator for Latin America would take into consideration. And could I now hear a comment from Member for North America, please?
Thank you. I was just going to mention that the United States is hosting three committees this year, and so we'd be willing to pilot test anything if we decide to move in that direction.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Perhaps is the Secretariat prepared to comment now on sharing your undoubted enthusiasm for moving in the direction of greater effectiveness and efficiency of the comment process? Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, yes, we certainly agree with what was mentioned by the member for Naswap, because all these general recommendations, in fact, to provide the rationale for to not to repeat the whole text, to put the underline or strike out, to put what are the concrete changes to know how it would look, and to put the rationale for the proposals also. These are all general recommendations. We could mention them when we ask for comments for any document. Here we were talking more about standards and codes of practice when you have an actual text with various sections. And that would be useful. I think it's a little different when you have comments on maximum level for additives of pesticide, where it's different, but I think we were mentioning mostly standards, codes of practice, where you have various sections, avoiding to reproduce, etc. So I think the general comments, as a general items mentioned, what was done for specifics. We could put, for example, when we send a request for comments on standard or code of practice, that to recall these recommendations when in the request for comments, to not to repeat the text, to highlight what are the changes proposed, and to explain the rationale for the changes. These are all general recommendations. We can easily make them every time. And I would also add what was mentioned, the table itself perhaps may not be so practical when you have, sometimes you have long comments, so perhaps it does not need to be a table, but if we follow these general principles for improving the presentation of comments, that would be, that's entirely possible for us. We can put with the CLs or in the message that we sent asking for comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I wonder whether the experience of CCFIX perhaps gave a little more guidance than general suggestions for how the comments might be organized. If the guidance is no more than we ever provide, then that decreases the possibility that we get the comments in an improved format. So I would ask that perhaps the Secretariat might take that into consideration. And I might also observe that one of the three committees hosted by the United States, I believe, is a committee that does establish MRLs, the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods, and that when that committee considers how, that perhaps there can be some exchange between the Secretariat for that committee and the Rome Secretariat about a format that could be adapted for use to that clearly different situation, but one that would be fitting for that purpose. And we can at least try. So, Member for Nasswap, is it, could you share for us perhaps some additional assistance that you would suggest to delegates when offering comments? Thank you.
What we actually did, and we worked through the template or the instructions for comments, we worked through that with the Codex Secretariat, and we attached it as an annex to the document. So it was quite clear. It was included in each of the documents. So it's already been translated, which the Secretariat has. So it's not it wouldn't be an onerous additional cost to translation for the other documents. But certainly, as I say, I think it has helped us to receive straight to the point comments, and certainly will reduce the amount of paperwork and the size of the AD1 documents. The other issue that becomes problematic when people provide you with the Word document in edited text or track changes, often when you cut and paste that into a single document, the formatting is lost. And so you have to then redo all those edits yourself, which takes considerable time. So I think all in all that it really is, it's helpful to all of us, and I think it's a good example to those countries that are new to providing written comments of how they can formulate their comments in a readable and easy manner.
Thank you very much, Member for Nasswap, and thank you very much, Coordinator for Latin America. If we can put these two attempts together and try them, we will see the experience in the next year, certainly for the committees hosted by the United States, and any other host government should be free to try these new approaches. Let's move forward there. I congratulate those of you who've been thinking in this creative way. This is exactly what we need to do to help us together make Codex the Codex we need it to be. Coordinator for Latin America, you had another point, though, that had to do with creating some additional means by which comments made 1 year are carried over with high fidelity to the next year. Do you have a suggestion for how that might be improved? You do not. Okay. Does the Secretariat have a suggestion for how this situation might be improved? Or should I ask, do you fully appreciate the problem as perceived by the Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean and undoubtedly other delegations. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The comments are asked at each step. We would have to be sure that the comments are the same. I mean, perhaps it happened in some cases where you have comments at step five for the Commission, and then when the comments, you have comments at step five at the Commission, then a document is adopted at step five at the Commission, and then very often, or in some cases, the Commission says the comments at step five should be considered by the committee. However, in the process, we ask again a circular letter and comments, and we cannot either as Codex Secretariat or Secretariat of Host Country assume, we have to be sure that the comments from the countries are the same when the committee, for the committee itself, so we would not run the risk of putting comments from a country and then it would not be really the comments at the time where the committee is going to meet. So we would really have to be sure that there is no mistake in that sense. We have to be sure that the comments at the Commission, country makes a comment at the Commission, but then when we send again for comments, when the committee is going to take place, the comments are the same. That we would have to be sure that we do not make a mistake in putting twice comments which may not reflect the position of the committee at that time. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There appears to be some confusion about what is being discussed here at the risk of going on a great deal of time talking about procedural handling of comments fairly deep into the process. Let's make sure we get at least clear understanding of the problem in the minds of the members. And if we can't find a solution at this meeting, we can. There's nothing that says we cannot talk about this issue offline in discussion with the Secretariat. There's no fundamental procedural issue here that requires adjudication by the Executive Committee. But let's try to make sure that the issue at least is clear in the minds of all of us. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Maybe I was misunderstood. What I was trying to acknowledge is that there are certain items on the agenda that cannot be discussed during the committee meetings over and over the years. So each time the committee meets, countries have to submit again and again and again the same comments because there is no procedure to acknowledge them by the committee or just to know them by the Secretariat. They have to be submitted again and again. Just for those items that that the committee didn't have enough time to discuss.
Okay, thank you. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, a member for NASWA, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think there's probably quite a simple solution to what the regional coordinator is requesting. In some committees, we see that a document perhaps doesn't have enough time to be discussed, and certainly it appears to happen in some of the commodity committees that have over the years had quite lengthy agendas. The solution is to carry over the comments, the written comments from the ADD 1 from, say, for example, the 10th session to the 11th session. It's just a matter of the Secretariat's being able to do that. And the note being made in the report that countries won't have to resubmit their comments because those ADD 1 documents will be considered at the next session.
Thank you very much for that clarification. Madam Secretary, this seems straightforward. Do you agree? And can we resolve this matter so that repeat work on the part of member delegations is not required since the submission has been made once already.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not for the Secretary to agree or not agree. It's for the committee to decide at each of their session what they want to do. If they agree that we keep the same document and the same comments for the next session, it's a decision of the committee. In that case, if you want to avoid receiving comments, you can also hold the document as step four. It depends. But if you want to keep the same comment and the same document, it's a decision for the committee. And if the committee agrees, it's mentioned in the report saying next at the next session we will consider the same document and also the same comments. So that's for the committee to decide. And it's mentioned in the report and it's clear for the next session when we put it on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We appear to be getting into a sort of a circular argument here. If there is one more clarification, I'm only looking for more clarification. It sounds as though this, there, as I said, there is no fundamental procedural problem here. This is an issue that needs to be clearly established between the committee secretariat and the Rome Secretariat. I think it is our interest, all of our interest, in seeing that work is minimized and all information is captured and no information is lost. So I would just ask for one final comment, if it is necessary. Coordinator Latin America and Caribbean and Member Frazier, you have an additional point to make on this, but let me ask for this Latin America Caribbean first. If you have an additional point, please. Okay, Latin American Caribbean, please, your last comment.
Gracias. Gracias, señora presidente. Si esto queda escrito en el reporte como está, no tendríamos ningún problema porque el secretariado de Codex durante la última reunión dijo que no era posible porque no había un procedimiento. Pero si queda escrito en el reporte del comité en el cual el comité puede tomar la decisión de pasar los comentarios, nosotros no tendríamos ningún problema y el tema podría quedar aquí cerrado. Gracias.
Well, thank you very much for that. It sounds as though the Secretariat has said there is no problem managing to make that carry over. And I'm glad we have that record. Member for Asia, please.
In my experience as participants, you know, some of the cases, you know, even if you have discussions, still you cannot make any decision. And in this case, if you return to step three, then you, I mean, according to the procedure, you are obliged to ask questions. But the thing is, you know, if you maintain it at step seven or four, then there's no need to ask a question. So, I mean, you can just simply reproduce the same comment.
Thank you, Member for Asia. This is actually about documents that did not get discussed. So that is a different point. Okay. Thank you, Member for Asia. Very good. I think we have a clear recognition that we can carry over and that this should be allowed. And I anticipate that committees will then begin to work on these grounds. Now, that closes the second item and leads us to the final one that was raised at the point of adoption of the agenda by several members, and that was the interest among a number of members, many of whom participated at the last retreat for the chairs, about the possibility of another one, and another one planned for this coming year. I would like to open the floor for members who wish to talk about their experiences and hopes for a subsequent additional retreat to build on last retreat this coming April. The floor is open. Sorry, Latin America and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. Sin afán de querer parecer protagonista de la reunión, solo quería resaltar que me parece que el retiro, la reunión que tuvimos con los presidentes fue enriquecedora desde el punto de vista que podemos intercambiar experiencias y las mejores prácticas utilizadas para la búsqueda de consenso, para el seguir adelante con los documentos, qué hacer en caso en que hay ciertos delegados en los que que no sabe los procesos, este, y me parece que nos ayuda a todos a crecer y a poder señalar los errores. Incluso quisiera resaltar que podría ser útil, dependiendo de los costos, obviamente, que algún otro presidente asista a otras reuniones y intercambien experiencias en cuanto a la manera de presidir de la otra persona. Claro, tendríamos que seguir todos muy abiertos a la crítica. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Coordinator for the Near East, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. لدي سؤال هو هذه الخلوة بالنسبة لي أو التكوين بالنسبة لرؤساء اللجان. أتساءل لماذا المنسقون لا يشاركون في هذه الخلوة مع أن المنسق يترأس لجنة الإقليمية واللجنة واللجان الإقليمية تقوم بإصدار مواصفات وكل ما يقوم به رؤساء اللجان الأخرى فأتساءل لماذا لا يشارك المنسقون في هذه الدورات شكرا
Thank you very much, Coordinator for the Near East. Indeed, if it is possible to have a retreat this year, I believe that the coordinators for the Regional Coordinating Committee coordinators should be invited because you're right, they do chair important bodies. And in addition to that, it seems that any country that is co-hosting a meeting in the coming year and will be contributing a co-chair for that co-hosted meeting. The identified co-chair for that meeting should also be invited to participate. Introducing that, giving that new chair, that new co-chair, very important skill-building opportunity and an opportunity to become part of that network of chairs, a very important group of people who lead this commission forward. Thank you very much, Coordinator for the Near East, a point I wanted to make myself, so thank you for reminding me. A member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to support what others have said. I think this is a very useful meeting to have. Obviously, it has to be done in a cost-effective manner. I think that's taken as read, but I think it is essential for all the reasons that the Coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean has said, skill building, best practice, and not least consistency of approach by chairs across all the Codex committees. So, as member for Europe, I certainly would wholeheartedly support this idea.
Thank you, member for Europe. Member for Near East, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also support this concept. This is a very healthy one, for sure. It's advantageous. And I also think that maybe focus should be given to an issue that is very important to all the chairs, and that is negotiation skills. This is extremely important, and I think that there is training available for this, and it probably exists within the UN system as well. Maybe this can be taken advantage of somehow during the retreat that is planned for April. I just wanted to throw this idea or put it on the table to be considered. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, member for the Near East. Indeed, the subject of negotiation and the concept that what chairs do is to help facilitate decision-making and to assist delegations who may approach a question or the resolution or the decision on a standard from different points of view. A chair can play an extremely valuable role in assisting through negotiation or what may be more properly termed mediation. And building skills in this area, building recognition among chairs and delegates of how, of the importance of this discussion, how we structure our discussions in Codex is really very important. And it is a key part of us working more effectively with each other towards the goals of effective and efficient standard setting. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Thank you, sir.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Me parece muy importante que los presidentes mantengan estas reuniones, si esto ayuda a que se concienticen entre todos que son facilitadores de una negociación y que tienen que ser mediadores entre partes que no tienen la misma posición. Desde el otro lado, creo que también debería evaluarse los resultados desde el punto de vista de la opinión de los miembros del Codex, porque de lo contrario es como la opinión entre colegas, ¿no? Que en general no se ven cómo actúan. Entonces, creo que sería muy importante recolectar información respecto de si para los miembros del Codex los presidentes han cumplido con las expectativas en términos de convertirse en mediadores y facilitadores y no en obstructores de la negociación. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. You remind me that of the opportunity to remind you that at our commission last year, we agreed to take up on a trial basis the use of evaluation forms for every Codex Commission, every Codex Committee meeting, and presumably Executive Committee meetings, at which over time we will gather information about how well the chairs are doing, and I believe there is also opportunity to comment on the Secretariat, the pilots and co-pilots for our committee sessions. So we will certainly continue. I believe they have been used so far in every committee meeting held since the commission. And those forms will, over time, reap very valuable information, I believe. Member for North America.
Thank you, Chair. We, too, support the idea of having a meeting of the chairs. And the reasons and rationale for it have been well stated by the previous delegates, and I certainly agree with those. The bottom line is the chairs play a very important role in the success of Codex, and we as the Executive Committee and the Commission need to support them as much as possible to make them as effective as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. I see no flags other than that of Vice Chair Dave. Sir, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was present at the last retreat, and my experience says that it was a very useful exercise. The only point while supporting this program is that if we can have a system of institutionalizing this retreat, say for the next 5 years or so, with a clear-cut roadmap, which can be decided on a year-to-year basis, what should be the agenda for the retreat. But certainly this is a useful step in the direction of capacity building. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Dave. I think we certainly hear a strong support for an April retreat after the general principles meeting this year, and we will hope that the Secretariat can accommodate the desires of the committee and the chairs who have participated in the past. And I don't know about a commitment at this moment for 5 years, say, for example. I would ask the Secretariat to respond to that, but certainly if we are to, assuming that we are, to have a retreat this coming April, invitations will need to go out immediately to chairs so that they can plan, perhaps to be at the general principals meeting in addition, which is further useful information for vice chairs as well. I mean, for chairs as well, to see the workings of the general principles, and then to attend the retreat immediately thereafter. But the invitations would need to go out immediately. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to refer to the decision of the Commission at the last session. Paragraph 211, when we discussed consensus, it was agreed by the Commission, convening informal meeting of chairs. So that was decided by the Commission, that there will be an informal meeting of chairs. And I think I've heard one of the members also mentioning a meeting of chairs. It does not talk about a retreat. That was done once, that was different. I think perhaps it's a question of terminology, but we all agree, and the Commission agreed, that there will be an informal meeting of chairs. So that, of course, will take place, and it was done in the past. Now it's been agreed by the Commission, so we would have to do it. We have to follow what the Commission decided on the principle. That's one. Why call a retreat or whatever it is, it's something else, but the informal meeting of chairs should take place. It could be, sometime it was at general principles, sometime it was at the commission, so that's of course up to the chairs. I would like to recall that it's an informal meeting of chairs, it's not a codex committee. So the organization should be organized by the chairs, except on the logistical part, of course, and of course we would participate. But we should follow the decision of the Commission. If the committee, the Executive Committee, wants to go beyond that decision, then a suggestion would be that it should be referred to the Commission. But we have enough elements here, informal meeting of chairs, it's agreed by the Commission. So perhaps we do not to discuss too long on how it will be called or how it will not be called. The issue is that you have a committee, and then you had also at the Commission, initially there had been informal meetings. There had been also this training on the negotiation, facilitation skills, etc., which had been also tried the first time at the Commission, and that would be, of course, possible that we can organize. We will see, of course, with the budget, that's the issue. So that would take the form of one more day, perhaps general principles. So I think if we want to decide, if the committee wants to decide something which goes beyond the Commission, it should go to the Commission. If it wants to follow the decision of the Commission, and from what I hear, I think it is the case, and we all agreed at the Commission, there could be an informal meeting of chairs. You propose, some people propose to have it at the general principles. Okay, that's the views of the chairs who are present in the Executive Committee, but we had thought of doing it at the Commission. Perhaps this is not the case. We can do it at the Committee on General Principles, so it would be informal meeting of chairs. In addition, we can see if, of course, some budget allowing, we can have some of this training and facilitating skills which would be put forward, because it seemed to be useful and very interesting to all the chairs, so that we would attempt to go in a form, but on the exact form perhaps we cannot really say yet at this stage. But we would just wanted to recall that there is a decision on the Commission on that, and we will follow that decision. Thank you. On the modalities, it will depend on the budget.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe we have a bit of a misunderstanding. The member for North America used the phrase meeting of chairs. I believe I don't know that that's what she meant to refer to, the informal meeting of the chairs. We are talking about a different meeting. We're talking about a retreat for the chairs, such as was done in April of 2009. And that was done. This was done through arrangement through the Secretariat. There was no clearance required through the Executive Committee or the Commission. I ask, there doesn't appear to be any need to do that now. We could take the same approach that was taken last time. A retreat could be organized, as it was last time, at a venue outside of general principles, but following generals. This is distinctly different from the informal meeting of the chairs, which lasts only an hour or two, barely enough time to cover one agenda item. This type of undertaking, a retreat for a day and a half, maximum 2 days, gives chairs time to talk in great detail, share experiences, and go into depth when learning new skills, such as mentioned by the member for the Near East, appreciation for and skills building in negotiation and mediation. This cannot be done in an hour and a half during lunch break at the Commission or at general principles. So I would only observe that the last retreat was organized quite without the approval, it wasn't necessary, Executive Committee and the Commission. So perhaps the same approach could be taken this time, Madam Chair, Secretary. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I just wanted to indicate that in the meantime we had a decision of the Commission and it should be followed, so that perhaps it will be done in another area. I also would like to provide the information that we have been discussing budget and budgetary constraints. The idea was not to do only 1 hour. Of course, the modalities have to be seen, and putting it can be 1 day, it can be 1.5 days. If the chairs so wish. The question of doing it in a residential area outside, we would like also to inform the committee when they discuss also budgetary issues. That will depend on the budget possibilities. The figure we have for that, the cost was €50,000. So, $50,000. So when we are talking of budget and the use of budget, if we consider that this is better use of the budget than having another session of the Executive Committee in November of next year, of course that's up to the members, but this is a decision which involves budget. It's not just something organized like that. So that's what we want to inform, and this is why it's not easy for us to commit, especially now that we do not know what is the budget. Having a meeting, additional day of meeting, or 1 day or 1.5 day, if it would be in the same conference center, etc., that would be quite easily done, to have all the opportunity to discuss, etc., and that would also facilitate the request of the Commission. So it's not a question of the duration, it's a question of the cost of complying with the requirement of the Commission. And on the length, there is no problem at all to have it a little longer, 1 day or 1.5 days. It was not at all to have just the informal meeting of 2 hours. That you could also have at the Commission, just to clarify. But at this stage, we cannot really reply on the budget implication on that possibility and how it would be done according to the modalities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. It doesn't appear we can. I think the views on the part of the members of this Executive Committee have been made very clearly. There is significant interest and expectation that a retreat will take place. I hear enthusiasm and hope on this side, concerns and possible limitations on the side of the Secretariat. We will clearly have to discuss further. But I believe that we should take the most optimistic view possible and work towards ever growing the skills and abilities of all of these, all of our participants, especially the chairs, who are essentially ambassadors and officers of the Commission. With that, I believe we have concluded the discussion items for this session. There will clearly be further discussion on some of these points, particularly the latter one, perhaps informally with the with Rome Secretariat. And there is a flag up from the Member for Europe. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you for your indulgence, Madam Chair. Just a very, very brief intervention. This is a legal point. In Europe, the Treaty of Lisbon, or European Union, the Treaty of Lisbon came into effect. That just changes some of the structures and processes within the European Union. So we're no longer referred to the European Community, but the European Union, et cetera, et cetera. And I think a letter has gone to FAO and WHO and the Quartet Secretariat. So it's really just a procedural point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Europe. That should make it easier to call on you. Thank you for that. Thanks to the Treaty of Lisbon. Thank you all. We can now recess this committee, executive committee session until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, at which point we will begin adoption of the report, which will be available for reading at 1 p.m. here. And I will release you to what I hope is lovely weather outside, unless there are any final comments from the Secretary. No? Thank you very much. Thank you for helping us complete our work on time. And we'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Good afternoon.